program, but yesterday in your absence, Jennifer Horn, we started calling it the Dudley / Doug Steffen Good Day program, thinking that maybe we'll mix a little of the historical life of the host into the mix. And a lot of people seem to like Dudley now that we've gotten a handle on what not to say about Dudley, introducing that into it. Jennifer Horn yesterday was not here in the program because she had a serious leg injury.
I did. I was the leg wrestling champion, and I won. Don't worry.
Did
but
you?
Yes, okay. I can barely walk.
Well, I'm hoping that'll change today. Ken Kessler is here.
A miracle.
Monitoring.
It just did.
It is, right. Yes. It's Ken who's monitoring social media. 888-302-3684 puts you in touch with us conversationally. The city of Detroit has filed for bankruptcy. Uncertainties surrounding the situation for most people in the city. First time it's ever happened in a city the size of Detroit. A lot of tough stuff going on there. I've never cared for Detroit, frankly. The only time I ever spent much time in Detroit was when I was at Heidelberg. We used to, a carload of us used to go to Cobo Hall to watch the wrestling matches.
Well, that's
Saturday
fun.
Night. Yeah, that was.
So how close is Detroit to Tiffin?
About an hour and 30,
really?
40
okay,
minutes.
I wouldn't think it was that close.
It's even faster now. The interstate wasn't that. I just remember taking hour 30, 40 minutes, and the fun we had with. Let's see, it was Bobo Brazil,
yep.
Lord Layton, some of the characters that were around. It was just, it was a whole different scene. It wasn't this foolishness that you see. No, it was just, it was different foolishness.
It was different, though.
It was foolish.
Better,
though.
Bobo Brazil, right, yeah.
All right, so one of the best-known radio hosts in Detroit, and part of the thing that we sort of present here, because Ken monitors all of these talk radio programs and hosts around the country to sort of get his fingers on the pulse of what people are really talking about. So Paul W. Smith, on his program, talked to Kate Carr from... no, that's not the right thing. Where is the Detroit thing that I had? I had a Detroit thing, and now I've lost my... I lost it. Well, it's all right. The point. 231. What's 231, Michael? Did we do 231
already? We did that already.
Yeah, never mind. All right, so I had all of them. Jennifer, not being here yesterday, has disheveled my thinking process.
Oh, yeah, that was all me.
Yeah. Right. Actually, I did want to spend a little bit of time on this, only because it has such an impact on what other cities may do. Can you imagine people comparing Detroit to the car makers, for example, or any company or individual who files for bankruptcy? But a whole city? How badly run do you have to have, and how, in terms of leadership, do you not recognize, okay, I'm not going to have enough money to pay the bills, so let's fire these people, let's get rid of them. And in this circumstance, one wonders who's going to get it in the neck for 10 cents on the dollar, the small business people that do, let's say the city hires a painter to come in and paint the offices in a particular downtown municipal building,
mm-hmm.
and his bill is sitting there, and his bill is for $9,000. He's going to get $900 for doing that work. How does he survive? You better hope that in the days, I know a lot of people loved working for the private contractors, loved getting jobs for the city because they knew they were going to get paid.
And they were fat, too. The paychecks were fat.
Yeah, they're always inflated. Still, I had the situation here in Framingham, was it last year or the year before, the town was doing some work on one of my farms, and I wanted to have something fixed. And so I said to them, because they hadn't really done what they said they were going to do, and I said, well, okay, in exchange for this, do that. And it was a paving, a little bit of paving. And so I said, you know, while you're here, can I hire you to do this over here at the town's rate? Because I figured the town, he looked at me and said, you don't want to pay what the town's paying. And that, you know, here we know that there's skullduggery afoot when you're doing business with municipalities. But I just think about this, the sad reality of doing business, doing a good job, and expecting to get paid, and not getting paid. And, yeah, the same thing would happen if you'd been working for General Motors and you painted one of their plants. But there's an expectation that government will pay. And now we don't have that. Can you imagine the United States of America is, what was the number we, on Monday, I think, came up with the number, 16,635,813,000,000 in the deficit. Let's say the United States of America declares bankruptcy. We could, although our assets exceed $16 trillion for sure. But, mm-hmm. you know, that's the kind of, when you look at these huge bills, huge amounts of money, just over the top, spending that's going on in especially municipal and state government, federal government, everybody is overspending. Where's the money come from? The printing press. But the states don't have the printing press. The feds do. So what does the Fed do? How much money do you think is going to come from Washington to try to bail out Detroit? And if it's going to be Detroit, how about Chicago and New York and San Diego?
Well, look at Los Angeles. Los Angeles is bankrupt. They haven't filed for bankruptcy yet, but, yeah. I mean, we have no money.
Yeah. Okay, so how's that set with your Cheerios this morning? 888-302-3684. No comments on that, I'm betting, on social media, Kenny. It's all about the cover of the Rolling Stone, right?
Right. Yeah.
Anything that you'd like to relate to us with regard to new items from people who are just really ticked at this?
About the Rolling Stone cover?
Yeah.
Diane says that she finds it hypocritical that the media is angry at Rolling Stone using the bomber's picture when they've been blasting it all over the place for months.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen these pictures, by the way, Jennifer?
I did, yeah. I just saw the cover picture, yeah.
No. I'm talking about the pictures that were released. The photographer, the state police photographer who took pictures of this kid that were, you know, pretty bloody, pretty messy.
Oh, no, I haven't seen those.
Those are all over online as well. So, Kenny, any response to that stuff?
I haven't seen anything. Most people are just, you know, are giving the guy way to go mm-hmm. for posting those pictures.
Yeah.
Most of it's about Rolling Stone. Barry says Rolling Stone is glorifying terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis says I'm sick to my stomach with that cover. And Ashley says the Rolling Stone cover does not glamorize the bomber. It speaks of reality and what a 19-year-old kid got into.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting and provocative, isn't it, huh? 888-302-3684. We have a spate of various caller input from programs that we monitor around the country, so we sort of put a montage together. We'll have that for you in a moment. It's a quarter past the hour on Friday. Do you believe it's Friday again? Friday's good day.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Mmm, Gargantua love pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusion supply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, July 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's A-Plus Savings Sale, Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts. Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
The Good Day program brought to you in part by the folks at HGTV, where they present on Sunday night at 10, 9 central, Jennifer, on HGTV. Brother vs. Brother. The Property Brothers are back. It's the premiere of their new season, and so they've got it on HGTV. Don't miss it. Sounds they mentor a team of home renovation experts. That sounds kind of cool.
It does sound fun. Yeah.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central.
They should have their mother be the judge.
Really?
Choosing between brother versus brother, wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. That's how to destroy a nice family. Good going, Jennifer. Jennifer Warren, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Here's Kevin in Tampa with thoughts on the Rolling Stone cover or the Rolling Stone article. Which is it, Kevin?
Yeah, it's Rolling Stone's cover. I think the Rolling Stones are kind of missing the ball. If they really wanted to make a statement, they would have a cover titled "The Terrorist from Within," and it'd have a picture of Eric Holder and Barack Hussein Obama and Harry Reid on the front page.
Mm. All right, sir. That sounds like it would be very provocative. Nobody's ever thought of that before. Hey, excuse me. 888-302-3... People are so funny.
You're going to talk rock stars.
Yeah, right. Harry Reid. Man, he's my idea of a rock star. 888-302-3684. Here are some more talk radio callers. As I said, we sort of synthesized, have a montage of a reaction to the photo of the bomber being on the cover of the Rolling Stone and pulling the magazine. Some of the retailers in the New England area, anyway, were pulling the magazine from the store shelves.
We should hold our media to a higher degree of professional journalism. They're just getting out of hand with their sensationalism reporting. And if we don't put a stop to this, turn our back to these journalists that are trying with all of their might to just make the best story they possibly can without having any kind of jurisprudence or any kind of moral conviction in their reporting, then we're continuing that.
I thought it was offensive. I did. I didn't think that they should take it off of all the shelves because I would be interested in reading it myself to see what the writer was trying to get at, because I didn't think he was in favor of the bombing subject. So I thought it would be something that was more informational for us to look at and think of as American people. As far as taking it off the shelves, I think that's too extreme, because there's a lot of things that goes on in America that are more extreme than this. And I just thought it was just too extreme. I mean, I know that this person that wrote this article, even though I don't know this person, I know that they had good intentions and it wasn't to hurt the people of the bombing suspect.
I just feel that this whole uproar over this fellow's picture on paper is because of our national paranoia since 9/11. We're surrendering our rights to the Patriot Act, and there's all this talk about the terrorists attacking us because they resent our freedoms, and we're surrendering our freedoms right now, so it looks to me like the terrorists are winning this war.
21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Show, and the winner is last night, Jennifer. There were two groups that started off, contenders, shall we say, the group Agape Love Ensemble, and then Thomas Wells. Now, this program, where there are 101 people that vote on and in the studio audience on who's the best of the two in the competition.
Uh-huh.
And then they hold on to the results of the voting until they let one or the other of the groups decide whether they want to pass, take $25,000 and leave. And so in this circumstance, the vote was 55 to 46, and nobody took the money that was offered. So they both stayed, apparently.
Oh, okay, so they get to keep it on then.
Yes, right. I think that's how. If I'm not going through that correctly, please let me know.
No, the Love Ensemble Group won.
The Love Ensemble Group won? What do you mean they won?
They so won this that guy, round.
All right, so Wells went home, didn't take the money.
Right.
Got nothing.
Aw, but he's good.
He has to win, and you take the risk if you don't take
and
the money
of
going home with nothing.
Oh, okay, all right. So I see, yes. If you don't take the money and run, and you think you've won, and you don't, then you get nothing.
Got Do you it. Think this is silly? They had to give a spin to a new singing competition.
Right, exactly. Let's make a deal.
Take the money and run.
Take the money and run. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on Good Day with some excerpts now from the late night comedy, the montage of our... hosts include Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon.
This is a crazy story. Get this. A conservative consultant meant to send Michelle Bachmann a massager for her migraines, but accidentally sent her a vibrator. Yeah.
See?
Bachmann was outraged. Then an hour later, she was calm and serene. It's fine. This is calm. It's happiest anyone's ever seen her.
Well, how about this? A key witness for the prosecution in the racketeering and murder trial of Boston crime boss Whitey Bulger was found dead this week. Who could have seen that coming? What a witness in a mob trial, dead. Turned out the guy suffered an allergic reaction to a baseball bat. That's what it was.
Any idea what happened 44 years ago? We first landed on the moon.
Oh, wow.
44 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. And sadly, we still have 50,000 troops there. But... Fourth anniversary of our moon landing, first time a man was on the moon. On Monday, it will be the 54th anniversary of the first man on Martha Stewart.
That's right, we got nominated for an Emmy, and you know what that means, it's time to iron my tuxedo t-shirt. The nominations came out this morning. We're very excited here. I want to congratulate a lot of good nominees there, but I want to congratulate the History Channel. Their 10-part miniseries, The Bible, was also nominated for an Emmy. Off in the Bible. Although it's going to be a little weird on the red carpet when Moses is like, is that Joan Rivers? I haven't seen you since high school.
Some of the other, it's interesting. Matt Damon and Michael Douglas up for Best Actor nods for the Behind the Candelabra thing. That was an HBO. Was that Showtime or HBO?
I think it
was
HBO. HBO, I think, yeah.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. What do you think about Justice Scalia's argument against the Voting Rights Act that it's a form of, quote, perpetual racial entitlement, close quote, to force several southern states to stop discriminating against minority voters?
It's hard to know what to think of Scalia. There's something wrong with the man. Racial entitlement? Yes, racial entitlement was exactly what was trying to be enforced in the South by white people. As Justice Ginsburg said in her dissent when she talked about what was a Killamichael, Mississippi.
But, you know, Scalia and Roberts were right on this. All Roberts was saying was that you can still do the Voting Rights Act, but in 2006, you can't use the literacy levels and voting levels of 1965 to say that these same states have to do it. That there's still racism in America, but you've got to update your guidelines on where to actually apply the voting rights.
Well, I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Good news, Jennifer and Kenny are here with me. I'm on the good side of the law. And the things that happen.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah. Let's get to good news. Maybe this is great news. And then not so good news. And then more calls from you at 888-302-3684. Here's a radio program host that Ken listens to. Mike Rosen is his name. He talks about a small town here in Colorado that has a proposed ordinance to to offer a $100 reward to anybody who shoots down a drone. Listen to this.
Perhaps you've heard the story about a little town called Deer Trail in southeastern Colorado. I try to find it on a map. The population, by the way, is only something like 550 people. It seems to be something like 20 or 30 miles southeast of Byers, Colorado. It's a very small town, and this very small town is strutting its stuff. And they've got an ordinance which will provide a $100 reward to anybody who shoots down a United States federal government drone. But first you must buy a license from the town of Deerfield, giving you permission and authorization to shoot down this drone. Well, you may have that license, but if there does happen to be a drone flying over Deerfield, which is very unlikely, if you shoot it down, license or not, you're going to go to jail for a long, long time. I don't know anything about Deerfield. I had never even heard of it before this story came out, and the story's gotten national attention. Philip Steele, who apparently is the author of this proposed ordinance. If this is meant to be a joke, I don't find it that funny, but apparently he's deadly serious about it in Deer Trail. You can't destroy federal property, even if you have a philosophical objection to this kind of intrusive surveillance.
Of course it's funny. What do you mean? It's a hysteria.
Have you ever seen a drone fly over you?
No, actually, I haven't.
I haven't either.
No.
No one's looking at me, I guess, for something.
Well, it's just the
point.
And
in my neighborhood, that's surprising.
Yeah.
Which one of these doesn't belong?
All right, so from the good news to the maybe middle-of-the-road news, Dubai is offering people who are overweight gold to lose their weight. in an effort to fight increasing obesity rates there. They have outdone the rest of the world. They have lots of money. So they are somewhat extravagant. They are tantalizing people who are overweight in their country to lose the, let's see, if you lose a pound, you get a pound of gold or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
How's that?
Let's go to Dubai for a
good
time.
Good idea.
That's
who
great.
Thinks that's a good idea? 888-302-3684.
All right. For a pound.
The not-so-good news is that Detroit has declared bankruptcy. Here is Wolf Blitzer talking to the governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder, about why the city of Detroit had no other options.
It's pretty shocking, even though a lot of us have been reporting about this in the previous months. There was no way the state of Michigan, for example, or anyone else could have bailed out Detroit without making it go into bankruptcy.
That wouldn't have been the right answer, Wolf. Again, this was a very difficult decision to make, but it's the right decision. If you look at it, this was 60 years in the making, and it's really a situation where Detroit's debts, $18 billion, basically Detroit's broke. And more importantly than the financial condition is the lack of services to citizens. And I'll just give you one illustration. For police response times, they're at 58 minutes now versus a national average of 11 minutes. The citizens of Detroit deserve better. So out of respect, I think this is the right course of action because we can resolve both those issues through a structured fashion through bankruptcy.
How long is that going to take, in your opinion?
Well, my hope is we could get through it by fall of next year. I mean, it will be an extensive process, but it's a process where we'll have an opportunity to address the creditors' issues, get those resolved, and put in plan a place for improvement for services in the city, because there are a lot of great things going on in Detroit outside of city government. The private sector is doing great. Young people are moving to Detroit, and we'll solve this obstacle, and then we can grow the city.
So what happens to all those pensions for current and former city employees?
Well, to the degree they're already funded, they're not part of the bankruptcy. It's really the unfunded portion, which there is an unfunded portion. And there was a lot of mismanagement and lack of funding over a number of years.
So what's
going to
happen, Governor, what's going to happen to those people?
What I would say is that will get addressed appropriately in this process. And again, our hearts all go out to someone that's living their retirement on a pension. As a practical matter, the bankruptcy process is a better process in the sense that they can have more thoughtful representation. So one of the first things to ask for is to get representation for the retirees that really wasn't possible without being in the bankruptcy situation.
Do you have a ballpark number? How many people directly are going to either lose their pensions, their medical benefits, other guarantees that they thought they had from the city of Detroit?
Well, again, people shouldn't speculate on simply losing things. Again, to the degree the pension plan is funded, there are resources. As a practical matter, there are about 20,000 retirees and 10,000 active employees. But one of the things to remind people is bankruptcy is a situation that allows you to maintain current things while you work through this process. So tomorrow should be hopefully a regular day in Detroit in terms of services, in terms of employees coming to work and getting paid. So let's continue that process, but then use the court system appropriately in a thoughtful fashion to get resolutions so these issues can be put behind us, and Detroit has a bright future.
Business as usual
what
today in
spinner.
Detroit.
Isn't that great?
58 minutes for a police response. That's business as usual. That guy, wasn't he the one that was involved in the controversy? Or no, that was Wisconsin governor who was recalled. That guy is so full of himself. And
he was very spinny, though. I'll give him that much.
Oh, God. Yeah, put him on with O'Reilly. 888-302-3684. Okay. Another one of the items here that's in our focus is the cover of the Rolling Stone and whether or not it's appropriate to have this fellow who...
Joe Carr, by the
guilty.
Way. Sarnaev.
Joe Carr?
Joe Carr Sarnaev, yes.
Joe Carr. Joe Carr. I just call him the bomber. Jennifer is in Horizon City, Florida.
Beautiful name.
Texas. Horizon City, Texas. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Guy. I've talked to you. Good morning, Stefan and Jennifer.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
I'll turn my name around.
Hi.
You, Stefan.
I like it.
That's all right. All right, so Jennifer,
okay,
are you a happy camper
Stefan,
today?
I've talked to you before, and you'll lead it, but I want to start with, it's America, and the Rolling Stone is a business.
All right, it is. It's true.
And they're getting attention. When was the last time you talked to them?
Actually have a hard copy, kind of newspapery, New York Times kind of thing that young people are going to look at. And, yeah, he looks like a rock star. He's so cute.
Mm. You think he's cute?
I would say.
You think he's cute? Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. Look at let him. He's
if
a young
he asked
baby.
You...
I'm 52. He's
oh, okay.
Cute.
So you're too old for him.
Well, no, I'm not being a cougar. I'm a grandma.
Huh.
But he is pretty to look at. But the article did not promote him as Rolling Stone usually does. They look like one thing on the outside, but dig in, and there's some pretty decent journalism going on there with the hard questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, who interviewed whom?
Pardon?
Who's being interviewed?
I can't remember exactly, but I know that sounds ridiculous.
Little.
Jennifer,
you sure you weren't, you're not calling us from the valley?
What valley?
The valley where Jennifer Horn lives.
I live close to the lower valley by the border of Mexico.
Oh. Mm.
So I am a valley girl, Jennifer.
Sí, like, oh my God, totally.
And en español, estoy en el valle.
Muy bien.
Yeah.
Qué bueno.
Is right. The border getting any cleaner there, Jennifer?
Lead. Da. You need to ask me some poking questions.
I think we're done with questions
okay.
and answers here. All right, Jennifer.
I love Jennifer.
You.
Bye, Jennifer. Love her.
888-302.
What's your problem, Stefan?
3684, right. Don. Since I started using my real name of Dudley, that's confusing people, I think, a little bit.
I think so.
All right. So all of the conversation about the thing about the cover of the Rolling Stone that gets me is that it's taking away from coverage of real stories. For example, Michael, dust off 233 here, would you please? How many people knew that this week was the first week in the trial of the Fort Hood shooter? Raise your hand if you knew that.
I did not know that.
No. Kenny,
I didn't know that.
Well, nope. You're just playing along. Yeah, I knew you knew it.
Well, I knew it as of when I heard this.
Right, okay.
But he didn't know it.
He didn't
but
know.
I didn't know.
No one knows it
to
now.
To know it is to... No.
Love it.
Here's a lady named Mandy Cannell talking about this specific thing, the lack of coverage of the trial of the four. Remember this guy shot up, what was it, 32 people or something?
Mm-hmm.
31, 32 people? And nobody is covering this. This thing has gotten zero coverage.
There is a trial getting started. Remember the name Major Nadal Hassan? Yes, the Fort Hood shooter's trial has begun. It has begun, and the jury was chosen yesterday. And it's already, it's going to be interesting. And can someone in the military answer a question for me? Because they allow reporters in the proceedings to a certain extent, because there is a report that is written... So that I seem to think that someone from the news media was in the courtroom. Because they talked about the jury selection and things that he has said. Now, he faces the death penalty if he is unanimously judged by the jury to be guilty of perpetrating the November 5th, 2009 shooting spree that left 13 dead and dozens injured. The jury, which all has to be higher in rank than he is, consists of 9 colonels, 3 lieutenant colonels, and 1 major who has more time in than Nadal Hassan himself. The 11 men and 2 women will come from Army posts across the U.S. when his trial begins in earnest on August 6th. Already, Major Nadal Hassan has created problems. But if you want to know why the news media is not covering any of this nationwide, you'd think that this would be the trial that everyone should be riveted to. Wouldn't you? I mean, wouldn't you think that this trial of a man who opened fire on soldiers and civilians inside Fort Hood would be intriguing? Every moment should be covered on all of the major networks. I didn't hear anything about this. Andrea, the intern yesterday, said, well, what about the Nadal Hassan trial? I went, what? What trial? Did you see anything about it? The only news I found out about it, or I found about it, was out of Texas, because, of course, Fort Hood is in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's pretty distressing, isn't it?
Yeah. Huh? Well, I guess when you attack our soldiers, it's just
part of the course, right? The George Zimmerman trial was much more important than this guy's trial.
Right.
Yeah. That's very important to get
it just goes to show you again, media priority to make
talking
us,
about it.
Yeah.
Right. Ken and Jennifer and Doug here on Good Day at 14 for the hour.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details at your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jonathan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
The best part of waking up is $25,000 for the grand prize winner of the Folgers Jingle Contest. The winning rendition of the iconic jingle, chosen after a nationwide online vote including 9 other finalists, was submitted by Sawyer F. from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Sawyer's winning jingle may also be featured in an upcoming Folgers coffee commercial.
Honestly, I was speechless. This is definitely the best thing to happen to me all year. Winning this jingle contest has changed my life entirely as a musician and artist. The contest has given me the funds to support the recording of my own album. It's definitely been a rush of emotions.
Mary Beth Burns of the J.M. Smucker Company.
Congratulations to Sawyer and to all of our finalists in the Folgers Jingle Contest. We're thrilled to be part of the daily morning rituals of so many Americans, including the next generation of music makers.
The 9 runners-up also featured in the online vote will each receive $500. To hear the winning version, visit folgers.com/jingle. I'm Lee Shepherd.
All right, so the story from Philadelphia today is that two men have been charged in the car crash that killed a mother and 3 of her 4 children.
Ugh.
And listen to the names. Kusan Akhmendov and Ahmed Holoman, accused of drag racing.
Ugh.
When one of the cars went out of control and hit this woman, she's just driving along with 3 of her children in the car, and these a-holes.
Yep.
They should be put away for the rest of their lives.
For 30 seconds of fun.
They hit this woman, 28-year-old Samara Banks, and her children, ranging in age from 7 months to 4 years old, dead. That's because awful. Of these two scum.
And this happens all the time. We have drag racers killing people all the time in L.A. So sad.
And they're mostly illegals, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy, by the way, Akhmenidov, had 9 driving infractions in the last 4 years, 4 speeding tickets, driving without a license, driving with his license suspended. Man, somebody should
take
him.
That's when you just tie him to the road and drive over him.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what needs to happen to him. Ugh, disgusting. 51 after the hour.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust.
MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
After the hour, Tech Talk time. The living is easy when you're figuring things out. We're here to figure things out with you. That's one of Meredith's favorite expressions. Let's figure it out. You have favorite expressions, Jennifer? You must have favorite expressions.
Cheers.
Cheers. Right. Jennifer and Jennifer. Kenny, what's your favorite expression?
I don't know if I have a favorite expression.
I don't know if I do either, actually. What's
yours? To think about it. What's mine?
Yeah.
It's something that happens when you're not on the radio. My favorite expression.
Let's poop. No?
No. But good for you, Jennifer.
Oh, wait, that does happen on the radio.
All right, anyway. Let's get to Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter, and in a moment he's going to talk with you about improvements being made to Gorilla Glass. We were talking about this earlier this week, so this is more detail about that which I did not know, like that antimicrobial coating that's on Gorilla Glass.
Yeah, that I like.
Making your phone screen more transparent. There's all kinds of things that are good about this, it would seem. So we'll get the story behind the story from Shelley in a moment here on Good Day.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you switch to GEICO, it's easy to connect with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a question, want to report a claim or change a policy, you can go online, use the GEICO app, or even use an amazing technological device that actually transmits the human voice over the airwaves. It's like magic. It's called the telephone. It's amazing.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Corning, the maker of Gorilla Glass, has routinely made your smartphone screen better and more damage resistant. But the company is about to take things to a whole other level. Taking the stage at the MIT Mobile Technology Summit, Corning showed off new display technology that goes far beyond screen protection. Gorilla Glass now features an antimicrobial coating, which will kill virtually all microbes on the screen surface over 2 hours. It's not an instant clean, but it's way better than carrying around a filthy phone phone in your pocket all day. The new Gorilla Glass will also make your phone screen way more transparent, which means checking your phone in broad daylight is going to be much, much easier. Imagine if you actually could read an email on your phone in a parking lot on a bright summer's day. Brighter screens, and thanks to Corning, borrowing a phone from a friend in the future will be a lot less icky. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
What a great family vacation. And we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotels.
Shh. Don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay.
Oh boy.
I can mix you any color you want.
Commemorative lunchboxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale. On now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
It's the one-day sandal spree at Old Navy. This Saturday only, all women's sandals are on sale for just $6. We have tons of sizzling styles, from strappy to slip-ons to capri. And we have enough patterns and colors to make a rainbow jealous. So skip into Old Navy this Saturday and treat your feet to the best sandal sale this summer. All women's sandals are just $6 this Saturday only at Old Navy. Sidewalks will sizzle. Valid Saturday, July 20th, in-store only while supplies last.
The Doug Steffen, Dudley Steffen, Good Day program. Have you ever left a negative review for something online?
No.
Was a poll question that we asked this week at DougSteffen.com. Let's see here. 43% of you said you didn't do online reviews for anything. 27% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said once or twice. 20% said, yep, I've done it more than once. And 10% said, I either leave good reviews or I don't leave any. There's somebody who got his mother's words, if you don't have something good to say, don't say it. Right? That was what, didn't
right.
that what
That's
your mother
what
told you?
Said.
Yeah. Mama said there'd be days like this. Mama said there would be days like this. So in this circumstance, it takes a lot of time. You don't get much out of it. I get from airline trips and, yeah, you know, you take surveys about various things and supposedly get points on your mileage points or something like that. You get like 2 miles for spending a half hour filling out some of these things. It's just market research. They should be paying to get done. Instead, you sucker are falling into that. And I've done it, as I said, a number of times. At any rate, thank you for doing it. You're not a sucker if you take the poll, though. At Doug Steffen.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.